Unit 10, Track 38.
I know of henna painting as a custom from Indian weddings, but you came across it in Turkey, didn't you?
Yes, in eastern Turkey when I was traveling there. It takes place a few nights before the wedding.
Was it a little like a bachelorette party?
Well, in the sense that it marks the last evening that a bride spends with female family and friends, I suppose it is a little like that. What happens typically is that women from both families get together with the bride to celebrate with music, song, and dance. But it's not just a party. It's an occasion for sadness, too, because it symbolizes the end of life as a single person and the start of another stage.
So what happens exactly?
Well, the ceremony begins with preparation of the henna. It's traditional for this to be done by the daughter of a couple who have had a successful marriage themselves. Then, after the bride's head has been covered in a red veil, her hands and feet are decorated with henna. After that, a gold coin is put into the remaining henna. While this is happening, the guests sing, separation songs. These are rather sad, as you can imagine. The party continues well into the night. Then on the morning of the wedding, a child presents the hennaed coin to the groom as a symbol of future prosperity and good fortune.